Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, the etheric body. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust, and Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey also wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. There is nothing in the manifested universe that does not possess an energy form which controls, governs, and conditions the outer physical body. This is the etheric body. Perhaps we should begin by trying to understand the relationship between the etheric and the physical bodies. Can you say something about that?
I will try.
Okay.
There is a definite and very close interrelationship between the two, and yet the etheric body, even though it's an important and well-documented aspect of the ageless wisdom, may be a subject that's not familiar in a general sense to the average layperson. And I was thinking, how can we make a subject like the etheric body meaningful or even believable, plausible to our audience? I was really pondering on this, and then I looked at my collection of little prayers and mantras on my desk, and I saw this appeal from Patrul Rinpoche, one of the very well-known and respected Buddhist teachers at the present time. And it says, be kind to the destitute, be patient and loving toward the wicked, be kind to the afflicted, be gentle with the fool, empathize with the weak and oppressed. Be especially compassionate to those who cling to concrete reality.
Interesting.
Yeah, be especially compassionate to those who cling to concrete reality. If you are one of those who really clings to concrete reality, this subject may not be for you. And yet, the etheric body is well known in many of the world's religions because it's often the radiation that one sees around the saints of the different religions, the halo effect that we see in the depictions of a lot of the great religious figures. The New Testament says the shadow of Peter passing by healed. And that's a reference to his etheric body. It's the energy body. And I think energy is increasingly an understood concept by people today, that we are purveyors of energy, that we, each of us, bring a field of energy with us into any relationship or any creative activity.
It's also in the Bible, it's referred to as the golden bowl, and that's another symbolic way of expressing what this energy body is. It's it's difficult to kind of grasp it because it says that the energy body is made up of fine lines of energy, of very fine strands of energy, and it's made of energy that's continuously circulating, and it underlies the physical form. It's kind of the mold on which the physical form is takes place, is molded. And so it's the very foundation of every physical form, not just a human being, but every form, animal forms and vegetable forms and minerals and even the planet itself.
Yes, it's the foundation and the cause. The etheric body is the cause, as I understand it, of the outer form.
Yes, it's the kind of the mold on which everything takes shape.
Mm-hmm. It's not an effect, it's a cause of how the physical body of a solar system mm-hmm. or a human being, a plant or an animal actually appears.
And
you're saying that the physical body and all physical bodies in the universe more or less emanate from the etheric body?
They emanate from it, yes. They are an effect, not a cause, but an effect.
Well,
the conditions set up in energy.
The etheric body interpenetrates the physical substance, mm-hmm. and it extends a little bit beyond the physical body,
mm-hmm.
and so it has been seen by those who have clairvoyant vision, which is simply a faculty of the eye, the physical eye, to be able to vibrate at that level, at that same level as the etheric substance. And so it has been seen by clairvoyants.
And it's also been measured by, some years ago, a few decades ago, there was a lot of interest in Kirlian photography. I don't know if that field is still so viable.
I'm sure it is. And yes, there were some photographs taken of this kind of shimmering kind of aura that protrudes from the physical body,
mm-hmm.
and they've seen it how it can change, because it does change with the kind of energies that are flowing through, and mm-hmm. where depending on the focus of your consciousness and where your consciousness lies will also affect the energies that are flowing through this etheric body.
Yes, it's shifting and changing constantly, and this interpenetration of the physical body by this energy body is also the factor that makes every one of us related to the whole of the universe. You know, there's that saying that we are all made of stardust, and it's true that every manifested form on Earth is made of similar substance, or we could say of shared substance, speaking in terms of energy. And that's why the spiritual truth that we are one is in fact a truth and not just a nice thought. We are one. We share one unified field of energy.
Right, we exist in this great vast field of energy called the universe, and our etheric body is a part and parcel of the same etheric body that's of the planet and beyond the planet, even in the solar system. So it's makes us all related at that level. Now
which is a physical level.
Yes, because it's considered physical, even mm-hmm. though it isn't dense physical as we can see. It is, from the esoteric perspective, considered to be physical.
And that's why the interrelationship on that level is not necessarily something that each one of us is consciously aware of. Depending on the level of consciousness of the form, there is an awareness or a lack of an awareness of this interconnection, this interrelationship. The denser the form, the less aware it is of its relationship to others and to the whole. And the whole point of the spiritual path is to awaken the consciousness of this oneness, which manifests on the physical level through the etheric realm which we share.
And it's also part of the problem that we have with health, because the etheric body the chakras, which you might have heard of, are also located in this etheric body, and the energy that flows through often depends on the quality of our health,
mm-hmm.
whether it gets flowing through very smoothly or whether it becomes congested in a certain part of the body. That would determine how healthy we are, and so it is very, very important aspect of our existence.
And the congestion often is centered around one or more of the seven centers, which you've mentioned. These are centers along the spinal column, not in the physical bony spinal column, but slightly apart from it, and running along in parallel to the spinal column and to the head. The seven centers in consciousness are concentrations of energy, of etheric energy, and as they awaken, the consciousness shifts higher and higher. And if there is a congestion, say, around the solar plexus, the abdominal area, where so many people are focused in their emotional life, that can cause disease, problems to do with the stomach, the liver, the digestive system. They're well-known problems because so many of us struggle on that level. The heart center congestion manifests through the lung and heart ailments that are so frequent.
Yes, and this is a whole vast study in itself, and mm-hmm. It's all part of the study of esoteric healing, and so it's not a small thing.
Yeah, I would say it's a study best left to experts. It's one that is very easy to form opinions on, but you really have to be careful because esoteric healing is an extremely complicated science, and Alice Bailey has a book on it if people are really interested, but it's a very long and difficult book because it's a subject that's complicated, understandably, and quite deep. But generalizing in a very primitive way, the seven centers along the spinal column are areas of concentration of energy and force. And you mentioned the lines of nervous energy, the nervous system that parallels the etheric body. That's, I think, validated by the science of acupuncture, isn't it?
It seems to be. I mean, yes, I mean, it seems to be that the energy body is what is affected by the acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it does relieve certain symptoms.
There are these thousands and thousands of tiny channels that relay energy through the nervous system, and that is related to what is physically called the nervous system. The centers are related to the physical counterpart of the endocrine glands, and those also are a cause, I think we could say, of illness or of health, the endocrine system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a complicated science, and one that, if one is really interested in it, requires a lot of study.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, the etheric body. We have a special offer from Luce's Publishing Company today, and that's the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, and it's available for $19. The discount comes in the form of free shipping and handling if you mention Inner Sight. So what you have to do is to write a little note saying that you heard about the offer on Inner Sight. Once again, it's Ponder on This, available for $19, and it contains excerpts from Alice Bailey on the etheric body. What you need to do, if you'd like to take advantage of this special offer, is to send a check or a money order, $19, to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And ask for the book, along with your $19 check or money, ask for the book, Ponder on This. All of our Inner Sight programs can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find the link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. To order books, cassette tapes of the radio show, or a schedule of our meetings, or a package of general information, contact us at 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. Probably the most frequently asked question that people set forth is this one. Is Lucis Trust a religion? No, it's not a religion. It's a spiritual philosophy organization. There are people from all walks of life and many other religions that talk about spiritual philosophy and read the Alice Bailey books to enlighten themselves about various themes of spiritual philosophy. The easy way to remember the phone number, 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Lucis, L-U-C-I-S. And also, we need your help. It's very expensive to air these shows, and we appreciate the help that you've given us in the past. So if you like these shows and want to continue hearing them and help keep us on the air, we really appreciate that support. So what you would do is you'd send donations to Lucis Trust, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, we're talking about the etheric body, and what I'd like to know, you were getting into the connection between physical health and the etheric body, and what I'd like to know is how can an individual alter his aura for the positive so that the aura can affect the physical body and perhaps create better health? Is there any way to do that?
Yes, it's a good question, because we can change the composition and the quality of our etheric body by changing our thoughts, watching our emotional reactions, watching our habitual patterns of thought and feeling. That takes some doing, just to become aware on that level. When we react, we are not in control. We are reacting to somebody else's control. Every time we lose our temper, every time we're afraid, every time we get nervous or fearful, we are putting ourselves at the mercy of some other dominant force. And to learn to be in control of one's thoughts and reactions takes a long time. That's one of the major reasons people spend lifetimes learning to meditate. But it can be done. You can see growth and improvement come with a habitual daily spiritual practice.
Yes, and of course the whole objective is to attain a certain degree of perfection, which is a relative term, but that is essentially what we're here to do, is to achieve a certain degree of perfection, and that simply means perfecting, as you say, your attitudes, in which, you see, energy follows thought, and whatever your thoughts are thinking, that's where energy is going. And if you're angry, then energy is pouring into your solar plexus, because that's the seat of the emotional life. And so that's why so much stomach problems come up, and problems in the whole solar plexus region, the pancreas and the stomach, and all of the organs in that central area of the body are affected.
Go ahead. I was going to say, that's also why fear is so disabling, because again, it takes over, and learning to watch and monitor your thoughts. You say we're striving toward perfection. I suppose that path of perfection is one of purification, but it's not, I don't think, the purification of physical habits so much as of the mental and emotional life, purification of what one thinks and feels.
Well, certainly that that is the big part of it. I mean, there is a lot of emphasis now on purification at the physical level, strictly physical, and So with our food and with exercising and with sports, mm-hmm. all of this is very physical, and there is a striving to achieve some kind of perfecting, and that's all part of the same impulse, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's the real effective perfecting should happen in the emotional nature, mm-hmm. because that's where the main focus of most everybody yeah. is today. In the
true perfection is perfecting one's aura. That
yes.
So well, everybody out there is barking up the wrong tree. So
the aura will simply be an emanation of what goes on mm-hmm. in your emotional and physical bodies yeah. and mm-hmm. mental bodies. And if you achieve and perfect that and purify that, then that will increase the health of the aura.
I think a good practice to attain that pure quality of one's thought and emotional life is to develop a habit of just imagining to yourself when you have a moment, when you're waiting or have nothing better to do, use that time to develop an image in your mind of the quality of thought and feeling you would like to emanate. In other words, build a template for yourself in your mind and in your emotional life of the person you really want to be.
Well, that's really interesting. So you're more or less painting, you're almost like an mm-hmm. artist painting a picture mm-hmm. in the mind's eye
yes.
of what you would like yourself yeah. to be in the perfect state.
You can either beat yourself up for every stupid, unkind thought and deed and word you speak, or you can put your energy into building an image of the person you want to become. And you might be surprised. If you can aspire to something good, that goodness already exists within you. It just needs to be activated. Mm-hmm. I don't think you could aspire to a level of goodness if it weren't already present within you. So it needs to be energized and quickened. And given expression, the more we try to imagine the qualities of the soul, which is what we're talking about, the more we build in this purification into our etheric bodies, and it will inevitably emanate through our aura, even though most of us don't see the aura.
So that would be a way of healing the aura too, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I mean, the energies that flow into the body come by way of these centers. That's what the centers are for, the chakras. And because they're inlets for the different energies that, well, for the seven rays that we've talked about before, the qualities of the seven rays come by way of the seven chakras, the main chakras. So there's energy pouring into our bodies all the time, and we're subject to a lot of the energies of other people, and that's mm-hmm. why we're very, very sensitive to what other people are giving off and the emanations that they're giving off and they're what's coming through their etheric bodies. And so that's why we're also reactive
mm-hmm.
because we're just all caught up in this great sea of energies, and it's difficult to kind of keep it under control sometimes.
And just imagine the effect each of us has on others. If we are having a bad day, everybody around us probably pays for it, experiences it with us. If we're having a good day, they will probably feel the effects of that also. If we are forgiving, unselfish, tolerant, most of all silent in the face of the flaws of our fellow human beings, we are expressing a spiritual love that the world so badly needs. And it should be effortless, but most of us have habitual patterns of reaction and of probably quite a self-centered view of the universe with ourselves at that center point. And so it's always all about me. And getting out of that mindset that it's not all about me, that I am one with the whole, put you in a position to serve others through your aura. That's quite a lovely science to explore all on its own, service through one's aura, through what one emanates, the energy one emanates.
Yeah.
Haven't you known people that you were lifted up just by being in their presence?
I certainly have. For very few, but I've experienced that. Yeah.
And there was nothing they did or said in particular that gave you that sense. It's just a quality that comes through them. Well, each of us can be that same point of light and upliftment to others.
Yes, and it's as long as you can keep the energy flowing. I mean, that's the whole point, really, is to allow that energy to flow through you, and the energy of the soul in particular, the love of the soul. And that's the objective that the soul is trying to do, is to perfect and redeem and uplift this physical expression that it has to work through, so that the energies of the soul, the energies of God, can flow through unimpeded. And that way the light of God reaches down into the world and this becomes a lighted world.
Alice Bailey said something interesting about this. She said that if one really is determined to move the energy expression up from the emotional level to a higher level, she said that person will realize that as his attitude, attainment, and understanding shift to ever higher levels, his etheric body will be constantly changing and responding to the newer energies. And these energies, she said, he will be willfully bringing in. This is the right use of the word willful. And she put a hyphen in it between will and full of will, full of spiritual purpose and intention. So it has to be conscious, this determination to bring in a higher, more inspiring level of energy. And it begins with monitoring ourselves, seeing how we react, seeing how we keep our consciousness poised or not in the face of pressures of daily life.
Yeah, tell me, I saw a picture of Gandhi recently. Just looking at his picture seemed to lift me up and make me feel peaceful. Would that be an example of a person you look at, perhaps, and they affect your whole viewpoint and feeling and maybe even impact your aura?
Well, I think you'd have to be in his presence to experience it.
I don't know. Maybe it was something within me. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company. Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, available for $19 now. It contains excerpts from Alice Bailey on the Etheric Body. Send a check or money order to Lucis Publishing. Ask for Ponder on This. Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.